comments or any feedback that you wanted to give the commission during this deliberation period.
Yes, I did have a question. My question is around the alignment between Harriman's ordinances and their standards and ordinances and this proposed ordinance. I appreciate planning staff's efforts to make this compatible. It seems that this might be a problem. Some of the difficulty may lie in the fact that those are not very compatible, for lack of a better way to say that. And perhaps some of the concerns that have been voiced by the public could be addressed in trying to approach Harriman and the county at a future time to make, to improve alignment between the zoning of the Mountainous Planning District and Harriman City.
This is Zach Shaw with the District Attorney's Office. I'll take a stab at that, and then I'll let Brian take a stab at that. There's, there's horses that are addressed in this proposed ordinance, and then there's other animals that are addressed in this proposed ordinance. The horses were the concern that were raised by the public up to this time. That was the focus of the concerns that were raised, and so those were the provisions in the Harriman ordinance that we were looking at most closely. As far as other animals go, those were just simply brought over from existing ordinance and county code. There is a Title 19 update that is in its infancy that will be taking place this coming year in 2024, and the consistency with those other animals is certainly being looked at, and I think that could certainly planning staff for Salt Lake County. Could certainly reach out to planning staff for Harriman City and striving to address the greatest compatibility and consistency as to those other animals. I think planning staff, and Brian can speak to this, is pretty confident that we're consistent as far as the horse situation goes with Harriman. But those other animals, that's certainly something that could be looked at when we're updating Title 19. The challenge that we have right now is the state of Utah has indicated that the Salt Lake County has to have an ordinance that addresses these water quality concerns in February of this next year. And so that is, of the current year, so because of that strict timeline, that tight timeline that is currently there, it's challenging to reach out at this point. But certainly, as to those other animals that are being looked at in Title 19, the chickens and the other. Other animals that are addressed, that's certainly something that we can look at as part of the Title 19 update, and certainly can reach out to Harriman City with further discussions on that. I hope Brian, do you want to add anything to that?
So that the reason that forestry, recreation, and foothill agriculture, the ordinances are slightly different is because. During the conversations that we've had with people over the last couple of years, they've said, there are a lot of differences between these two areas, and so it would make sense to treat them a little bit differently. For foothill agriculture, in terms of horses, nothing in terms of the maximum number of horses per lot, nothing is changing. The only difference will be potential setbacks where there are streams. in forestry recreation, there has been an effort to make it the same as Harriman, with the understanding that Harriman is relatively flat compared to these areas, and that's why there is the slope requirement. So if you don't have slope and you don't have an ephemeral stream in the FR, your requirements will be effectively, at least in terms of horses, will be effectively the same as they are in Harriman. In terms of other animals, like Zach said, I think that's a conversation that we'll have in this next year. It's something that we have discussed to some degree, and we'll continue to discuss. Hope you're able to pick up on that.
Hey, thank you. Yes, I did hear that. The audio is clear now. I understand the difference in the terrain compared to Harriman, and you know the landscape we're discussing for this ordinance. It just seems like there's some challenge in terms of how both are being managed, and maybe the right way to say it is, a lot of noise for a small misunderstanding or small problem. But I also, one reason I feel strongly about serving on this board is to help bring together, right, some of the differences that we have between different levels of government that need to work together to manage these environments most appropriately. So I understand the timing, that we're up against for this ordinance. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Elmer. Commission, do you have any other questions for staff? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the ordinance as written and presented.
This is Zach Shaw with the District Attorney's Office. Just to clarify, that's a motion to recommend approval to the County Council.
Motion to recommend approval to the County Council.
This is Commissioner Despain, I'll second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, it is unanimous. I don't think we have any other agenda items, and so unless staff or the district attorney have anything for us, then we are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.